أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا أولئك يعرضون على ربهم ويقول الأشهاد هؤلاء الذين كذبوا على ربهم ألا لعنة الله على الظالمين الذين يصدون عن سبيل الله ويبغونها عوجا وهم بالآخرة هم كافرون أولئك لم يكونوا معجزين في الأرض وما كان لهم من دون الله من أولياء يضاعف لهم العذاب ما كانوا يستطيعون السمع وما كانوا يبصرون أولئك الذين خسروا أنفسهم وضل عنهم ما كانوا يفترون لا جرم أنهم في الآخرة هم الأخسرون صدق الله العظيم. These are from verses 18 to 22 of Surah Hud. Some few verses before, Allah Ta'ala spoke about the Quraysh telling our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam to leave this Quran, to drop from this Quran, to change from the Quran. Ya Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about who are those people who fabricate lies in the name of Allah, saying that Allah Ta'ala had said, or Allah Ta'ala had indicated certain things. وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا. And who is a more wrongful person than that person that fabricated lies upon Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? What were these lies? One is that they used to say that they worship these idols because these idols bring them closer to Allah Ta'ala. يُقَذِّبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفَى. The second is they said they worshipped idols because idols will intercede for them on their behalf in the courts of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now these are all fabrications, and these are the fabrications that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is speaking about. These were their own assumptions that they had made, their own conclusions that they had drawn to, and hence Allah Ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ يُعْرَضُونَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ. Those are the people who will be presented to their Rabb on the day of Qiyamah. وَيَقُولُ الْأَشْهَادُ. And then the witnesses will say, who are the witnesses? One, the Malaika, the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, the believers, and their own bodies, their own limbs will also bear testimony against them. هَؤُلَاءِ الَّذِينَ كَذَبُوا عَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ. These are those people that lied in the name of their Rabb, in the name of their Allah. One very important lesson we draw from here, let us not make assumptions with regards to our deen. Let us not think about things and then we formulate these thoughts in our minds and believe that it is from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The Quran is clear, the ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is clear. Let us stick to Quran, let us stick to the ahadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ala la'natullahi ala al-zalimin. Allah Ta'ala says, listen, the curse of Allah Ta'ala is upon the wrongdoers. Who are the wrongdoers? Alladhina yasudduna an sabilillah. Those who stop others from the path of Allah, number one. وَيَبْغُونَهَا عِوَجَا. And they search and they seek crookedness in the path of Allah. This deen is sirati mustaqim, it is the straight path. People will try to find faults and they will make what is straight crooked. What is leading to Allah, they will say it is the path of deviation, and that is the second thing. The one is that they themselves have committed kufr. They search and they look for the crookedness in the path of Allah Ta'ala. And the third is they stop others from being on the path of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ كَافِرُونَ. And those are the ones that disbelieve in the hereafter. أُولَٰئِكَ لَمْ يَكُونُوا مُعْجِزِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Those are the people that they will not be able to tire Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in the earth. They will never frustrate the efforts, the power of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala on this earth. They are in direct conflict They are in direct war with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and they will never win this war with Allah. Number two, they will never be able to hide from the wrath of Allah Ta'ala. وَمَا كَانَ لَهُم مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ مِّن أَوْلِيَاءَ. What they do not realize is that they have no awliya, they have no protection on this earth, in the dunya, in the akhirat, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. All they need to do is drop the arms and they need to hold the hand of Allah. That is all that is required from any person that is deviant, any person that has become the enemy of Allah. يُضَاعَفُ لَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ. For them the punishment will be multiplied. They kufr, they stopped others, they find fault in the deen of Allah, multiple crimes. مَا كَانُوا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ السَّمَعُ. They are unable to hear, because the words of Allah Ta'ala, the signs of Allah Ta'ala is everywhere, but they have clogged their own ears. وَمَا كَانُوا يُبْصِرُونَ. And they are unable to see, because they have closed and blinded their own eyes. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. Those are the people who have lost themselves. In other words, they have forgotten themselves. وَضَلَّ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ. And whatever they have fabricated has been lost from them. لا جرم أنهم في الآخرة هم الأخسرون. Without any doubt, these are the greatest losers in the hereafter. So the simple message we get from all these verses is that let us not make assumptions with regards to the deen of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Let us not make the Quran subservient to our thoughts. Let us rather keep this Quran, the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his lifestyle, our imam, and we follow Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.